Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Monday evening. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley producing as well this evening. Going out on the phone now to David Wade, who's the Director of Division of Environmental Health with the Michigan Department of Community Health. Good evening, David. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you.
Very good. I wanted to get a hold of you this evening. There's a dangerous new drug hitting the marketplace and hitting the streets now, and we wanted to help get the word out and warn folks about what this is and what it can do, and maybe some hints on how we can stop this. The new drug out there is being marketed under the name, it was being called bath salts. When did you start hearing about this?
Well, we began to get information from our poison control centers who had been hearing from emergency rooms in the Upper Peninsula part of state of Michigan last Tuesday. And basically reported a number of cases of primarily younger adults that had abused this new designer drug that kind of collectively goes by the name of bath salts, but it has any number of product names. It won't necessarily say bath salts. That's just what we're kind of collectively calling them. They have names like Ivory Rush, Ivory Wave, Red Dove, Vanilla Sky, White Lightning, those sorts of names.
And just for clarification, and I'm not trying to be naive, but just for clarification, this has nothing to do with real bath salts that I'd go buy in that department in the store.
Correct. We're not talking Calgon or Epsom salts or anything like this. This is just a name that they gave to a collection of chemicals, basically, that are very similar to amphetamine.
Okay, and how do they come up with this name? Does it have the appearance of that? Is that maybe why it got nicknamed that for some reason?
No, they're trying to fly under the radar.
Uh-huh.
So if you put something out there called bath salts or plant food, and don't have any implication on there for human consumption,
mm-hmm.
It's a little easier to peddle it. And if you have chemicals, designer drugs that are a part of that product that aren't specifically listed as controlled substances on any number of federal and state sort of bad drugs, federal, they're called Schedule I drugs like heroin, opium, amphetamines, et cetera, if they don't look exactly like those and they're not for human consumption and you give them a funny name like this, then they're thinking they can fly under the radar.
Where are these being marketed? How are folks getting a hold of these things?
Well, there's a variety of ways we're talking primarily kids, age 15 to 30 are the age range that's generally going to abuse these substances. Head shops are selling them. Not all head shops, but the ones that we're familiar with are head shops. Convenience stores, in some case, gasoline stations. They can go online and order them. There's a variety of ways.
Now, is there any legal purpose for this combination of chemicals?
None whatsoever. Are you talking medical? You're talking medical.
Yeah.
Right. No, there's no medical use for these collection of, like I said, they're amphetamine-like compounds. They're very strong stimulants.
Okay. Now, let's say they're for sale at a gas station or a convenience store,
mm-hmm.
They're not illegal to sell these compounds or these chemicals. Is that the problem?
Well, in fact, they are.
Okay.
I mean, they thought with the clever name and the slight modification of the chemical structure so it doesn't look exactly like the chemical that's listed on the Schedule I. That's why they're called designer drugs. They take a known bad actor drug that's on our Schedule I, and they'll chemically modify it just a little bit so it's not, amphetamine anymore. It's a chlorinated version of amphetamine. So it's not specifically listed. But what they are forgetting is that we list all these very specific compounds that are controlled and therefore illegal to sell, possess, use, etc. There's also a very general clause at the bottom that says, and anything else that looks like these compounds chemically. So, in fact, all of these materials that are in bath salts are controlled substances under the law.
Very good. Now, I have a pretty good vocabulary. I couldn't come near pronouncing the chemicals that are in here. What's important to note, though, is that they are very strong stimulants. And why don't we talk about some of the symptoms of somebody who's under the influence of these, what it does to them, so people can be watching for.
Sure. Well, what we know about this compound and what we've heard from emergency rooms is it's primarily, like I said, kids, young adults will come in with a variety of symptoms, and these are pretty nasty. High heart rate, rapid heart rate, chest pains, confusion, their blood pressure is going to be up. But more importantly, and this is something that you know parents can watch for and friends can watch for, they're going to be very, very agitated, extremely anxious, probably very paranoid. There's probably going to be very aggressive, violent behavior, and that could be directed at themselves and others.
Well, and one of the things in the press release from the Department of Community Health talked about some have been involved in homicides and suicides. I mean, so this, there's nothing funny about this, and there's nothing, this is very serious.
No, it is very serious, because the other thing that they're also coming in with is hallucinations. And the hallucinations are kind of what's driving everything. They're very, very disturbing hallucinations. They're not fun. There's no fun part of using this drug, which is kind of interesting, because the kids or whoever will continue to use this even though they have a very, very bad experience. And it's collectively, you have a bad experience with this compound. But because it is so addictive, they have to go back and do it again. We've had one kid, for example, that's been in the ER twice from the use of bath salts.
And where are you seeing this? You said you started hearing about this in the Marquette area.
Right.
Are we seeing this in mid-Michigan to date?
We've had reports from Marquette. Now, we've just reminded emergency rooms that they have to report these poisonings under the state's chemical poisoning law. So we're just beginning to get the reports. And we've got about 25 to date from primarily the Marquette area, some in the Detroit area. There's one, I believe, in the Grand Rapids area. But we're just starting to collect this data, so I suspect it's going to fill in quite a bit.
Well, that's even up from the press release that you put out a couple of days ago. So your experience tells you that things like this spread fairly quickly.
They do, and that's what's been so remarkable with this compound. In the Marquette area, I guess, the local law enforcement who we've spoken to up there have never seen a compound spread through the community this quickly. There was one facility up there that was selling it. It's a very lucrative business. State police would note that the kids would line up before the store would open. In the morning, there'd be a long, long line to buy your $20 packet, and then the emergency room started to fill up.
Oh my! What about parents? What do parents look for? I mean, other than a little bit odd, some of this behavior, are we back to simply communicate with your children, pay attention to what they're doing, listen to them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And while you're doing all that, and we've always said with drugs, watch for any changes in behavior. This is going to be very, very hard not to miss a change in behavior. These behavior modifications, these psychiatric breaks that these kids and young adults experience, are extreme, and there's nothing subtle about them.
One of the part of your press release, as I was reading through, which is alarming to say the very least, the whole press release talked about severe cases may require long term psychiatric care. So the damage can be done.
Yes. Yes. As I said, these are highly toxic drugs. The psychiatric break will have to be treated in some cases for at least 2 to 3 days just to kind of get over the hump, and then in some cases it's going to take even a couple of weeks. And again, what's interesting with these compounds, these stimulants, is that the typical treatment that one would use to bring somebody down from a high on a stimulant like these, the usual treatments don't appear to be working as well for this collection. It's very hard to calm these individuals down, and it takes a battery of sedatives, not just one at high doses, but usually one or two or three to collectively be used to bring these kids down.
And I can't imagine the toll that takes on the body trying to go through all of that to bring them down from this.
Well, that's right. And the other problem with all of that is some people that are high on this will try to self-medicate to bring themselves down. And there's a possibility that we have one death in the state from somebody trying to do this with an opiate, trying to calm themselves down.
Well, I guess the all we can do is get the word out at this point and keep track of each other and watch for some of these symptoms again. Would you mind, David, just giving us a quick rendition of the symptoms again for folks?
Sure. Sure. There'll be a variety of symptoms, and everybody's going to be a little bit different. They may or may not have all of the same types of symptoms. There's a lot of human variation here, but typically there's going to be a rapid heart rate, chest pain probably because of that, blood pressure up, but more importantly and probably more observable is going to be extreme anxiety, extreme paranoia, hallucinations, delusions. Oh, and by the way, the hallucinations that are primarily reported, I mentioned that they tend to be very disturbing. Just about everybody talks about being chased by a devil, a demon, an enemy soldier, some sort of terrible thing. They're being pursued, which can't be pleasant. And then, again, with extreme use, you can have failure of the kidneys, failure of the liver, and in some cases, death.
Wow. David, I appreciate you letting us know about this and giving us information. And please, we'll keep following it, I guess, and get in touch with you if we need to do another story on this. I appreciate your time this evening.
Sure. And I just want to add one more thing. If people want more information, we have one poison control center in the state of Michigan. It's a 1-800 number, 222-1222.
Thank you so much, David, for giving us the information.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with David Wade, Director of the Division of Environmental Health with the Michigan Department of Community Health on a new designer drug called bath salts. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.